Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 216. If you want freedom, limit yourself. By Kaylin Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, Life Optimizers? Welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, the podcast or blogcast or audio blog, or even partial audiobooks sometimes, where I read the best content I can find to help you optimize your life, with author permission, of course. And today's author is brand new to OLD, and that is Kaylin Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. This blog was a suggestion from a listener, and I checked out the blog, thought it was awesome, asked for permission, and just like that, I'm now reading it to you. Since this is a new author, I'll tell you a little bit about him. He has a similar story to many of the money bloggers on this show. Kaylin and his wife were $24,000 in debt and simply wanted to get out of it, so they started learning. Simple as that. They're now out of debt and building wealth, and he's been featured on CNN Money, Yahoo Finance, Google Finance, and a lot more. And by the way, he's on active duty in the United States Air Force. Check him out and show him some love at moneyminiblog.com. And with that, let's hear this post and start optimizing your life. If you want freedom, limit yourself, by Kaylin Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. What's the point of productivity apps, to-do lists, and organizational methods? Why does an article about 10 quick productivity hacks catch your attention so easily? The answer is simple: freedom. We're all looking for more time and ways to work smarter, not harder, and we should be, but you may be missing the first step. What's the first step? Well, if you want more freedom in your life, first, you must limit yourself. Why another tool, app, or hack isn't the answer. Increasing your productivity is awesome. Half of this blog is dedicated to doing exactly that, but it's important to increase your productivity in the right areas. You may be spending hours to make something more efficient when in reality, it should just be eliminated. Tools are great for working smarter and getting organized, but first, figure out what needs to go. Then you can start using the tools to make yourself more productive with what's left. What you need in your life. What is truly important to you? Family, relationships, your business, leaving an inheritance, a legacy? That's your starting place. Are you working hard towards things that aren't important? You may be. We've all been guilty of it. Limiting yourself starts with limiting distractions. So what are your distractions? Television, video games, the internet, Facebook? It's true that being productive means accomplishing what you've set out to accomplish. Thus, playing video games for a couple hours on a day you've set aside to play video games for a couple of hours is actually productive. But that can't be every day. Your top 20, or your top 10, rather. Think of a quick mental list of the top 20 most important things in your life. How important are the last 10 things? Are they even necessary? In my list, I would include my relationship with Jesus, spending time with my family, my commitment to the Air Force, exercise, and this blog in the top 5. The next 5 may include some important things like reading and traveling, but I can assure you that the last 10 items would need to go. How much can you cut out, and how much more time would that give you to focus on your top 10? What you need to cut out in your life. Personally, I know that I could spend much less time scrolling my Facebook newsfeed, and I have. I've trimmed my life down to the bare bones, and I keep trimming away. How do you decide what you should cut out? Simple, just ask yourself if it's getting you closer to your goals on the top 10 items. If it is, keep doing it. If it's not, cut it out. Playing video games with my kids on a Saturday gets me closer to my family goals. Playing video games by myself for 15 or 20 hours a week gets me farther away from my family goals. Therefore, I don't have time for the latter. Here's how freedom through limitation works. If you want freedom, you must limit yourself. Overindulgence is not the answer. I could try to explain freedom through limitation and the importance of it all day, but instead, I'll save your time and use an example to sum it all up. Here's how this works. Cheat days are a great example, and they work for almost everything. The most common use for cheat days is dieting, but it can also work for other things you typically overindulge in, like technology. Here's how it works. Give yourself one day each week to overdo it. Eat whatever you want, watch TV all day, play video games from morning until midnight, if you want. But here's the kicker. You have to stay disciplined for the rest of the week. A cheat day on a diet won't be effective if you're cheating throughout the week as well. Once you get this down, it's extremely freeing. The food will taste better, the games will be more fun, and you'll still be working toward your goals. The best part? You won't feel guilty for doing it. I remember the first cheat day I gave myself when I first started the Body for Life diet that helped me lose 50 pounds of fat. It was a good day. I ate everything that I wanted to eat all week. It felt great knowing that I was still climbing toward my weight loss goals as I was eating half of a large deep dish pepperoni pizza. And after an entire day of it, I was ready to not look at unhealthy foods for another week. Set limits and give yourself freedom. So if you want to put this into action today, start with a cheat day in some area. See how freeing it is, and then branch out into the rest of your life. Adding discipline into your life will only give you more freedom. Limits allow for freedom, the freedom to live your life to the fullest. If you want true freedom in life, you must limit yourself. When we overindulge on a daily basis, we feel terrible, mentally and physically, we feel guilty, and we often feel sorry for ourselves. We don't even enjoy the things that we continuously overindulge in. Moderation and limitation brings the enjoyment back. If you want to feel better and be happier, set some limitations. You'll thank yourself. You just listened to the post titled, If You Want Freedom, Limit Yourself by Kalen Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm excited to have him as a new author on the podcast, and actually on Optimal Finance Daily too, so that's awesome. I'm going to keep this ending nice and short for you today. For all things related to this podcast, just come to oldpodcast.com. You can show your support there financially or in many other ways, and get some free stuff from me, or simply get in contact with me, all at oldpodcast.com. So that's it for today. I'll see you in tomorrow's Friday episode, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.